32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
In the build-up to the Old Mutual Two Oceans Marathons, we've been giving you some nutritional tips. Mark Welp's given us four great ones already, but now once things are done and dusted, it doesn't mean that your nutritional journey has finished. Recovery remains as key as any other part of the process. Mark Welp, people come out, they've trained, they've tapered, they've raced. Now they need to be very conscientious of how they recover.
I agree 100%. And Dave, let's remember, a lot of people doing Two Oceans, this isn't their A race. Their A race is Comrades. And they need to recover from Oceans very quickly to make sure that they get to Comrades in really good shape. If Two Oceans is your A race, well, great. You can go out and spoil yourself a little bit. But if you're going to keep training, you need to recover very quickly. So when it comes to recovery, there are three crucial elements that I look at. The first being rehydration, the second one being, you know, stabilizing your blood sugar levels and replenishing those glycogen stores, and obviously number three is muscle recovery. So from rehydration perspective, how do the muscles recover? And it's very simple. You need to get fluid back into the body. If you, after a race, go and drink alcohol and you don't allow that rehydration process to take place, you will delay the recovery process significantly, not by just hours, it could be by days. So after an event, make sure that you rehydrate properly. I would avoid, if I'm going on to another race and I need to get recovered quite quickly, I would say avoid alcohol completely. Don't go out and spoil yourself. Make sure you take 24 to 48 hours and rehydrate properly in order to be able to help the muscles recover properly, and that you completely, you know, in a good rehydrated state, because you will be dehydrated at the finish. So rehydration is crucial. How do you rehydrate? It's quite simple. You can take a rehydration tablet, like a hydrate, which is an electrolyte tablet, and it will help pull the fluid into the muscles a lot quicker than your standard sort of carbohydrate drinks. The second thing I look at is blood sugar stabilization and replenishing the glycogen stores. In order for that to happen, you need to consume carbohydrates. And in order to consume carbs, you need to look at probably foods that you can tolerate. It can be in the form of liquid, it can be in a smoothie form or a shake form. I would say that, you know, aim for a significant amount of carbohydrates post-exercise in order to try and get those stores topped up as quickly as possible. And obviously to get your blood sugar back up as quickly as possible if you feel stable. And then the third thing that the body requires is protein. And I would say you need to look at a minimum of 15 grams of net protein post-exercise. So 15 to 20 grams of net protein post-exercise. You can combine it with the carbohydrates. You need to get it into the system quite quickly. And, you know, so try and look at a meal that comprises, you know, all of those. So if you separate your meal out from the hydration, hydrate, have a very good recovery meal and make sure that you recover properly. And then continue to eat nice and cleanly and eat nicely planned and consistent meals through the day, that the next morning when you wake up, that recovery process has been, it's in full swing, and you actually feel a lot better for having recovered properly post this grueling event.
Mark Wolf, so I must ask you, I know a lot of people have a beer afterwards, chocolate milk. The chocolate milk probably a better option. The beer can come, but not immediately after the race.
Look, chocolate milk is fine if you're not lactose intolerant. There's nothing wrong with it, or if you're not a vegan. But look, there's many options. So, yes, I mean, definitely that can. I would rather say, rather take a choc recovery, a 32GR choc recovery shake, because it's actually an awesome shake, and you just mix it with water, very easy and convenient. It has protein and carbs in a very nice amount to help with recovery straight after exercise. However, the alcohol debate is quite simple. Alcohol is not good for recovery, and it's black and white. You know, that's the honest truth. So if you want to consume it, then you've got to face the pitfalls. As far as beer goes as a recovery drink, overseas, if you go to any European event, they do have beer at the finish lines, but it is alcohol-free. So Erdinger, for example, has a very big range of alcohol-free beers, and that's what you'll generally find. If it's an alcohol-free beer, great. Yes, that will help with recovery. It's a great carbohydrate to take in post-event. It's the alcohol that causes the problem.
Well, there it is, Mark Wolf, dampening your post-Two Oceans party. But very well said, very well put, and make sure, as Mark said, if your race or Oceans is not your goal race and there's stuff coming up, that recovery remains so key. Thanks for all these tips over the last couple of weeks, as Mark touched on as well. Have a great Two Oceans marathon, and we'll join you soon here on the 32GI Sports Nutrition Podcast.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.